USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least seven people were killed, including a suspected gunman, during a birthday party over the weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday morning. Officials said the suspect, who wasn't named, is believed to be the boyfriend of one of the victims. Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The Dutch government announced Sunday it has granted oil producers Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil around $2.4 billion in subsidies for what it says to become one of the largest carbon capture and storage projects in the world. The subsidies are meant to compensate the companies for the extra cost of capturing the greenhouse gases instead of emitting them. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The official winner of the Kentucky Derby last week may be stripped of the win. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert said he found out Saturday that Medina Spirit tested positive for excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone after the Kentucky Derby.
We did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, that matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert. He promised to be fully transparent.
I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wronged. And we're gonna do a complete, our own investigation.
Churchill Downs officials said in a statement, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner.
The Air Force has reversed its decision to cut hundreds of reserve officer training cadets and restored around 130 scholarships after it received widespread backlash. Officials decided to reverse the decision after receiving backlash from students, parents, lobbying groups, and congressional lawmakers. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The price of gasoline continues to rise this week and is expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York Harbor area. Jeremy Scott gives us the COVID-19 update.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
There are over 581,000 COVID-related deaths on record in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, more than any other country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.